I am patient. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Patient is an adjective meaning patient. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb adjective structure common in French. Je suis prudent. I am careful. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense using the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person singular. Prudent is an adjective meaning careful. The sentence structure is straightforward, subject-verb-adjective. Je suis remonté. I am back up. This sentence uses the verb être to be, in the present tense, conjugated as suis. Because the subject is je, I, the past participle, remonté. Climbed back up, gone back up, agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. The literal translation of remonter is climbed back up or gone back up, but in this context, it's used figuratively to convey a feeling of being back on track, recovered, or in a good mood. Je suis touché. I am touched. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Touché is the past participle of the verb toucher, to touch, used here as an adjective meaning moved or touched. This sentence expresses a feeling of being moved or deeply affected by something. Je suis voyant. I am a clairvoyant. Je is the pronoun I in the subject form. Suis is the present tense of the verb to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Voyant is a noun meaning clairvoyant or psychic. In this sentence, it is used as a noun adjective, meaning the person sees things that others cannot. Je suis voyant. I am a fortune teller. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular. Voyant is the feminine singular form of the noun voyant, fortune teller. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to describe the subject's profession. Je suis perplexe. I am perplexed. This sentence uses the verb être to be, in the present tense, conjugated as suis for the first person singular, I, the adjective. Perplexe. Perplexed modifies the pronoun je, I. Je lis. I am reading. The sentence je lis is in the present tense and uses the first person singular form of the verb lire, to read. Je is the subject pronoun for I. The verb lire is a regular verb in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Je suis détendu. I am relaxed. This sentence uses the présent tense of the verb et. To be. And the. Participe passé. Past participle. Of the verb. Détente. Relaxation. This is a common way to express a state of being in French. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of être. In the présent tense, détendu is the participe passé of détente. Used here to describe the state of the subject. Je suis détendu. I am relaxed. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. Détendu is the feminine past participle of the verb détendre to relax, which is used here as an adjective to describe the subject, I. Je suis retraité. I am retired. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. It signifies, am. Retraité. This is an adjective meaning, retired. It modifies the subject pronoun, I. In this instance, it functions as the predicate nominative. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense in French. The verb, être, to be, is an irregular verb in French, so it has unique conjugations. The adjective, retraité, agrees in gender with the subject pronoun, j. Je suis retraité. I am retired. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Retraité. This is a feminine past participle adjective meaning, retired. It agrees in gender with the subject pronoun, j. The entire sentence is in the present tense, and expresses a state of being. Je suis pensionné. I am retired. Breakdown. Je is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être to be. Pensionné is the past participle of the verb pensionné to retire, but used here as an adjective meaning retired. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb suis agrees in number and person with the subject. Je. Past participle as adjective. The past participle. Pensionné. Is used as an adjective to describe the subject. I. Je suis pensionné. I am retired. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense. Conjugated as suis for the first person singular. Pensionné is the feminine form of the adjective pensionné, meaning retired, and describes the subject. I. Je suis touché. I am touched. The sentence is in the passé composé. A common verb tense in French used to describe completed actions. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. Touché is the past participle of the verb. Touché. To touch. The passé composé is formed by combining the auxiliary verb être with the past participle of the main verb. Since the subject is feminine, the past participle touché must agree in gender. It is important to understand the use of être and avoir as auxiliary verbs for the passé composé, as the past participle will agree with the subject if être is used, but not if avoir is used. In this case, the sentence expresses a feeling of being deeply moved or affected by something. The word touché conveys a sense of emotional impact. Je suis à la retraite. I am retired. The sentence je suis à la retraite literally translates to I am at the retirement. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be. À is the preposition, at, or, to. La retraite is the noun, retirement. The phrase à la retraite is a common French idiom meaning retired. It literally translates to at retirement, but in context, it means in a state of retirement or retired. Je suis égoïste. I am selfish. This sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis égoïste is an adjective describing the subject, I. The sentence literally means, I am selfish. The word égoïste is an adjective that describes the subject, I. Je suis sérieux. I am serious. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Sérieux is an adjective meaning serious. The sentence is simply stating a fact about the speaker's state of mind. Je suis choqué. I am shocked. The sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense with the pronoun je, I as the subject, the past participle choqué. Shocked functions as an adjective modifying the subject. This is a common way to express a feeling or state of being in French. Je suis choqué. I am shocked. Breakdown. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular. It indicates that the subject is in a state of being shocked. Choqué. This is the past participle of the verb choquer, to shock. It is used as an adjective here, meaning shocked. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb suis agrees with the subject je in number and person. Past participle as an adjective. The past participle choqué acts as an adjective modifying the subject. Je suis sincère. I am sincere. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Et. To be. Sincère. Is an adjective meaning sincere. Je suis bourré. I am drunk. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb. Et. To be. The pronoun. Je. I is the subject of the sentence and the adjective. Bourré. Drunk modifies the subject. Je suis bourré. I am drunk. The sentence uses the verb. Et. To be conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je suis bourré. Is the feminine past participle of the verb. Bourré. Which can mean to stuff or to get drunk. In this context, it means drunk. Because the past participle is used after the verb. Et. It acts as an adjective, describing the subject. Je suis fracassé. I am exhausted. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, for the first person singular. Fracassé. This is the past participle of the verb, frapper, to hit, to strike. However, in this context, it is used figuratively to mean exhausted or worn out. Key concepts. Past participle used as an adjective. The past participle. Fracassé. Is used here as an adjective to describe the subject. Je. This is a common usage in French. Figurative language. The word. Fracassé. Is used figuratively to express a feeling of exhaustion. This is a common way to express emotions more vividly in French. J'ai tellement froid. I am so cold. Breakdown. J'ai. This is the contracted form of je plus ai, which means I have tellement. This means so much or so and is used to emphasize the degree of something. Froid. This means cold. Key concepts. Contractions are common in French, and are formed by combining a pronoun and a verb. This contraction is essential to understanding the meaning. Tellement is an adverb that emphasizes the degree of the adjective. Froid. Je suis malade. I am sick. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense. Je. Is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Suis. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of. Être. Malade. Is an adjective meaning, sick. The sentence structure is simple subject verb adjective. Je suis tellement rassasié. I am so full. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense of the verb, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Tellement. This is an adverb meaning, so, or, very. Rassasié. This is an adjective meaning, full, or, satisfied. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Suis. Agrees with the subject. Je. Adverb modification. The adverb. Tellement. Modifies the adjective. Rassasié. Je suis si heureux. I am so happy. This sentence expresses a feeling of joy. is the subject pronoun meaning I. C. is the present tense form of the verb ätte, to be. The present tense indicates that the feeling of happiness is happening right now. C. is an adverb meaning so or very in this context. It intensifies the adjective. Is an adjective meaning happy. The literal translation would be, I am so happy, but in English we often shorten this to, I am so happy. Je meurs de faim. I am starving. This sentence uses the je pronoun, which means I, and is the subject of the sentence. The verb meurs is the present tense of the verb mourir, which means to die. However, in this context, it's used idiomatically to express extreme hunger. The preposition de means of and connects the verb to the noun faim, which means hunger. So, the whole sentence translates to, I am dying of hunger, which is a more emphatic way of saying, I am starving. J'ai l'estomac dans les talons. I have a stomachache. This sentence literally translates to, I have the stomach in the heels. This is a French idiom, meaning that you have a stomachache. The verb avoir means to have, and l'estomac means the stomach. The phrase dans les talons literally means in the heels, but it is used figuratively to refer to having a stomachache. J'ai la dalle. I'm starving. J'ai is a contraction of j'ai, which literally means I have. La dalle is a colloquial expression meaning hunger or appetite. This sentence is an idiomatic expression that means I'm starving. The literal translation I have hunger isn't used. This is a good example of how French speakers use slang and idioms. J'ai le cœur. I am hungry. This sentence uses the verb avoir, meaning to have in the first person singular present tense. J'ai. The noun le cœur means fangs or teeth. The plural form le is used because le cœur is a body part, and these are always plural in French. It is a common French idiom to say you have the fangs when you are hungry. Je reste. I stay. This sentence uses the je form of the verb rester in the present tense. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Rester means to stay. So, the sentence translates to, I stay. Je suis gavé. I am stuffed. The sentence je suis gavé literally translates to, I am stuffed. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être. To be gavé is the past participle of the verb gavé. To stuff, to cram, to overfeed. In this case, it functions as an adjective meaning stuffed or full. This expression is commonly used to express that one has eaten too much food and is feeling very full. Je suis gavé. I am full. This is a simple sentence using the verb être. To be in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb. Et. Gare. Is the past participle of the verb. Gare. To stuff, to overfeed, and acts as the adjective in this sentence. The sentence literally translates to, I am stuffed. However, it is more commonly used in the sense of, I am full, or, I have had enough to eat. Je ne sais pas quoi répondre. I do not know what to answer. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the verb savoir, which means, to know, in the first person singular. Ne pas is the negative form of the verb. Quoi means, what, and is the direct object of the verb savoir. Répondre means, to answer, and is the infinitive verb. Je suis fou. I am crazy. This sentence uses the verb être, which means to be in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb être. Fou is an adjective meaning crazy. So the sentence literally translates to, I am crazy. Je sèche. I am stumped. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Sèche is the first person singular present tense of the verb sécher, which means, to dry out, to be stumped, or, to be stuck. Here it means, I am stuck, or, I am stumped. Je suis sidéré. I am astonished. This sentence expresses surprise and amazement. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. The verb être is used with adjectives. Sidere is the past participle of the verb sidere, to astound. It acts as an adjective in this sentence, describing the state of the speaker. So the sentence translates literally as, I am astounded. Je suis sidere. I am astonished. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular. Sidéré is the past participle of the verb sidéré, to astound. It is used in this context as an adjective, describing the state of the speaker. Key concepts. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe an action happening now. Past participle as adjective. Past participles can be used as adjectives to describe a state or condition. Subject verb agreement. The verb, su is, agrees in number, and person with the subject, j.
Je suis en train de discuter.
I am currently discussing. This sentence uses the present participle.
En train de.
To express an ongoing action.
En train de.
Literally translates to, in the process of, and is often used to describe actions that are happening at the moment of speaking. The verb
discuter
means, to discuss, and is conjugated in the present participle form.
Discutant.
The phrase
je suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to be, for the pronoun, I.
Je taquine.
I'm teasing. This sentence is simple in French, using the present tense of the verb.
Taquiner.
To tease.
Je
is the pronoun for I.
Taquine.
is the first person singular present tense form of
taquiné,
meaning I tease.
Je suis la loi.
I am the law. This sentence is in the first person singular and present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be.
La
is the definite article meaning the.
Loi
is the noun meaning law. The entire sentence literally translates to, I am the law, but in English we usually shorten it to simply, I am the law. This is a bold statement, implying that the speaker has ultimate authority and power. It is often used in a dramatic or humorous context.
La loi, c'est moi.
The law, it is I. This sentence is an iconic quote often attributed to the French King Louis Roman XIV. It is a very bold statement that emphasizes the absolute power of the monarch. Let's break it down.
La loi
is the feminine singular noun meaning the law.
C'est
is the contracted form of c'est à dire, which means that is to say, or it is.
Moi
is the pronoun meaning me or I. In this context, it represents the king himself. The sentence uses the emphatic form of the verb
être,
to be, by using the verb
c'est,
which emphasizes the
moi,
I, and emphasizes the king's position as the absolute authority. The sentence highlights the concept of divine right of kings, which was a popular political ideology during the time of Louis Roman XIV. This ideology claimed that the king's power derived directly from God, and was therefore absolute and unquestionable. This quote is often used to illustrate the power and authority of the monarchy in France during this period.
J'ai soif.
I am thirsty. This sentence uses the verb
avoir,
which means to have in the present tense.
J'ai
is the contraction of
je,
which means I, and the
a
is the first person singular conjugation of
avoir.
Soif is the noun for thirst.
J'en ai fini.
I am finished. This sentence is in the first person singular and uses the
avoir
to have conjugated in the present tense.
J'ai
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
Have
or
is a pronoun which replaces a previously mentioned object.
Fini
is the past participle of the verb
finir,
to finish. The literal translation of this sentence is, I have finished it, but the it is implied from the context and is commonly dropped in English.
J'en ai terminé.
I'm finished. This sentence uses the pronoun
en,
which is a partitive pronoun used to avoid repetition of a noun that was already mentioned in the sentence or conversation. It means something like, of it, or some of it. In this case, the pronoun
en
refers to the task that the speaker was engaged in, and it implies that the speaker has completed that task. The verb
terminer
means to finish or to end, and is conjugated in the present tense
et.
This conjugation is used with the subject pronoun
j'ai,
which represents I in this case.
Together, j'en ai terminé
literally translates to, I have finished of it, but it's more natural to say, I'm finished, in English.
Je suis folle.
I am crazy. This sentence uses the
et
verb to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
It's a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact.
Fall
is the feminine adjective form of
fou,
meaning crazy, in agreement with the subject, I.
Je suis trop gros.
I am too fat. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
I am.
Trop
is an adverb meaning too much or too, and modifies the adjective.
Trop
fat.
Je suis touché.
I am touched. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
The past participle
touché.
Touched acts as an adjective, modifying the subject.
Je.
I. This construction is common in French to express a feeling or state of being.
Je suis touché.
I am touched. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je.
I.
Touché
is the past participle of the verb
touché.
To touch, but in this case it is acting as an adjective. Since it describes the subject, I, it is in the feminine form.
Touché
literally means touched, but here it is used figuratively to express that the speaker is emotionally moved or affected by something.
Je suis piégé.
I am trapped.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être to be in the first person singular.
Piégé
is the past participle of the verb piéger to trap, which is conjugated in the feminine singular to agree with the subject, j.
Je suis piégé.
I am trapped.
Je
is the pronoun
je,
meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense of the verb
être
to be conjugated for the first person singular.
Piégé
is the past participle of the verb
piégé,
meaning to trap. The past participle is used here as an adjective to describe the subject, I.
Je suis désarmé.
I am disarmed.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être
to be.
Désarmé
is the past participle of the verb
désarmé
to disarm. It functions as an adjective in this sentence, describing the state of the subject. The sentence literally translates to, I am disarmed, indicating that the speaker feels powerless or helpless in the current situation.
Je suis mécontent.
I am unhappy. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
I am. The adjective
mécontent.
Unhappy is a masculine singular adjective and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
I.
Je suis mécontent.
I am unhappy. The sentence structure is simple, using the subject pronoun
je,
I, the verb
suis,
am, in the present tense of the verb. Être. To be, and the adjective.
Mécoutant.
Unhappy.
Mécoutant.
Is the feminine form of the adjective.
Mécoutant.
Unhappy. The adjective agrees in gender with the subject.
Je.
Which is feminine. Since the subject is feminine, the verb.
Si.
Is the feminine form of the verb.
J'ai lâché tout moon.
I'm having bad luck. Breakdown.
J'ai.
This is the contraction of.
Je.
I and.
A.
Have.
La.
This is the definite article meaning, the.
Shkumun.
This is a slang term for bad luck. It's a playful way to say that something unfortunate has happened. It's not formal. Key concepts. Contractions.
Je.
Demonstrates a common French contraction. Slang.
Shkumun.
Is a slang term, highlighting the difference between formal and informal French.
Je suis un poisson.
I am a
poisson.
This sentence translates to, I am a fisherman.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Is
the indefinite article, a.
Poisson.
Is the noun, fisherman. This sentence illustrates the basic structure of a French sentence, subject verb object. It also demonstrates the use of the definite article,
before
the noun.
Poisson. Je suis en colère.
I am angry. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis en colère.
Is a prepositional phrase meaning angry. It literally means in anger.
Je suis malchanceux.
I am unlucky. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, for the first person singular.
Malchanceux
is an adjective meaning, unlucky.
Je suis en haut.
I am upstairs. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun meaning, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
En.
This is a preposition meaning, in, or, at, and is used to indicate location.
Or.
This is an adjective meaning, high, or, upstairs. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, su is conjugated to agree with the subject, ye. Prepositional phrase. Enhout, functions as a prepositional phrase, indicating the location of the subject.
Je suis le prochain.
I am next. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb.
Être.
To be.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb.
Être
in the present tense.
Le
is the definite article meaning the.
Prochain
is the adjective meaning next and is used as a noun in this sentence. So the sentence translates to, I am the next one, or, I am next.
Je suis la prochaine.
I am next. This sentence uses the
et
verb to be in its present tense form
sie,
which is conjugated for the first person singular I.
La
is the definite article meaning the in this case.
Ocean
is an adjective meaning next, which agrees with the feminine noun
la,
understood to be the person speaking. The meaning of the sentence is, I am the next one.
Je ne sers à rien.
I am good for nothing. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Ne.
This is the negative particle, indicating negation.
Sers.
This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Servir.
To serve, but here it is used in the idiomatic expression.
Ne servir à rien.
Which means, to be good for nothing.
À.
This is the preposition, to, or, for.
Rien.
This is the pronoun, nothing. Key concepts. Negation. The use of
ne
before the verb creates a negative sentence. Idiomatic expression. The phrase
ne servir à rien
is a fixed expression that means to be good for nothing.
Je suis inutile.
I am useless. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Inutile
is an adjective meaning useless. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus adjective.
Je suis riche.
I am rich. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the subject pronoun.
Je.
I, the verb,
être,
to be conjugated in the present tense, and the adjective,
riche,
rich, breakdown.
Je,
subject pronoun, I,
suis,
present tense conjugation of,
être,
to be in the first person singular,
riche.
Adjective, rich, modifying the subject. The adjective,
riche,
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je,
which is masculine singular.
Je suis fortuné.
I am fortunate. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être.
To be.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I, and
fortuné
is an adjective meaning fortunate.
Je suis fortuné.
I am fortunate. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense. He is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of
être
for the first person singular. Fortuné is the feminine form of the adjective
fortuné,
meaning fortunate or lucky. This sentence is a simple statement expressing the speaker's feeling of being fortunate.
Je gagne.
I win. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the first person singular form of the verb
gagner.
To win.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Gagne
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
gagner
for the first person singular.
Je suis triste.
I am sad. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis triste
is an adjective meaning sad.
Je l'emporte.
I am taking it.
Je.
Je. Is the subject pronoun for I in French.
Elle.
Elle. Is a contraction of
le.
The and
le.
It slash him slash her. The contraction is used when the next word begins with a vowel sound.
Emporte.
Emporte. Is the third person singular form of the verb
emporter,
which means to take away or to carry away. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the subject pronoun je to indicate that the speaker is the one taking something away.
Je suis en train de travailler.
I am working. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed with the verb
être
to be in the present tense followed by the present participle of the main verb. The present participle is formed by adding ant to the verb stem. Here's the breakdown.
Je
I
suis
am present tense of
être en train de
in the process of engaged in. This is a set phrase.
Travailler.
Working, present participle of
travailler.
The phrase
en train de
is crucial to understanding this sentence. It emphasizes the ongoing nature of the action, conveying that the speaker is currently working.
Je suis préoccupé.
I am worried.
Je
is the pronoun I and is the subject of the sentence.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be.
Préoccupé
is an adjective meaning worried. It modifies the subject I in this sentence.
Je me fais du souci.
I am worried. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
faire,
which means to do or to make. In this case, it means to worry.
Se
is the reflexive pronoun, which means oneself or myself, and
du souci
means worries. When using the reflexive pronoun
se, the verb
faire must be conjugated to agree with the subject of the sentence, which is je, I. So,
se
and
faire
combine to become
me faire. J'ai échoué.
I failed. This sentence uses the
passé composé
past compound tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. J'ai is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have in the first person singular, present tense. It serves as a helping verb for the past participle. Échoué is the past participle of the verb
échoué
to fail. The literal translation is, I have failed. However, in English, we use the simple past tense, I failed, to convey the same meaning.
Ne faites pas attention à ça.
Don't pay attention to that. This is a negative imperative sentence in French, meaning it's giving a command to not do something. Let's break it down.
Ne
pas.
Ne pas
is the negative particle used in French imperatives. It is placed around the verb
faites.
Fait is the second person plural, you all, or you in informal settings, form of the verb
faire.
Faire to do, to make. Attention.
Attention
means attention in English. It's a noun here, but it's used like an adjective in this sentence.
Ah.
Ah. is the preposition to or at. Sa. Sa. Is a pronoun that stands in for that. So, literally translated, do not make attention to that. In English, we make the sentence more natural sounding by using pay attention instead of make attention. In your sa. Ignore that. This is an informal imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. In your is the imperative form of the verb in your a, which means to ignore. Sa is a pronoun that means that, in this context, it refers to something previously mentioned or understood. The sentence literally translates to ignore that, but it is commonly used as forget it or don't worry about it. In your a, sa. Ignore that. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. In your a is the second person plural form of the verb in your a, which means to ignore. It is conjugated in the imperative mood. Sa is a pronoun that can refer to a thing, a situation, or an idea. In this case, it refers to something that the speaker wants the listener to ignore. Therefore, the phrase in your sa translates to ignore that. Ne tenez pas compte. Don't pay attention to it. Breakdown. N'entenez pas compte. This is a negative imperative, telling someone not to do something. N is the negative particle. It is used before verbs to make them negative. N is a pronoun that can stand in for a noun or a phrase. Here it refers to something that was previously mentioned in the conversation. Tenez is the second person plural form of the verb. Tenir. To hold. In this context, it means to pay attention to. Pas is the negation particle that comes after the verb. Compte is a noun meaning account or notice. So the sentence literally means don't hold it to account, but it is better translated as don't pay attention to it. Oubliez cela. Forget about that. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Oubliez is the imperative form of the verb. Oublier. To forget, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it's addressing you in the plural form, as in you all or you guys. Cela is a pronoun meaning that. It refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. The sentence literally translates to forget that. J'ai un coup de cafard. I feel down in the dumps. This sentence uses the verb avoir, which means to have in English. In this context, it is used idiomatically to express a feeling or a state of being. Un coup de cafard is a French idiom that literally translates to a cockroach bite. However, it is used figuratively to express a feeling of sadness, gloom, or depression. The sentence structure is simple. J'ai, I have, subject pronoun. Je, plus verb, avoir. In the present tense, un coup de cafard, a cockroach bite, the noun phrase that expresses the feeling of sadness. Oublie cela. Forget it. This sentence is very simple. It is a command or an imperative. It literally translates to forget that. The verb oublie is the imperative form of the verb oublier. To forget in the second person singular. Cela is the pronoun that. The sentence is concise and clear. In your lay.
This means, ignore them. This sentence uses the imperative verb, in your, which is the command form of the verb, in your a, meaning, to ignore. The pronoun, they, is the direct object pronoun for them, and indicates that the subject of the sentence is asking someone to ignore a group of people. Omar a fini. Omar has finished. Breakdown. Omar. This is the name, Omar. Ah. This is the definite article, the, but it is contracted with the verb, fini, which means, to finish. Fini. This is the past participle of the verb, finir, which means, to finish. Hi. Hi, this is the question mark, asking if Omar has finished. Key concepts. Contraction. The definite article. Le. Or. La. Can contract with the verb, finir, in the past participle to become. A. Past participle. Fini. Is the past participle of the verb, finir, and used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, to form the past tense in French. Est-ce que Omar est ici? This sentence translates to, is Omar here? Here's a breakdown. Est-ce que is a common way to start a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that? But in English, it functions as, is. Omar is the proper noun, referring to a person named Omar. Means, is, indicating the present tense. EC means, here. The sentence uses the verb, être, to be, in the interrogative form, indicating a question. The entire phrase functions as a simple question asking for confirmation of Omar's presence.